This generation associates the New York Philharmonic with Lincoln Center, but for a large part of the orchestra's history, the New York Philharmonic home was this hall, Carnegie. And we had a chance to talk about that with Barbara Hawes, the archivist of the New York Philharmonic.
In the spring of 1891, Mr. Carnegie, who had box seats to the New York Philharmonic concerts, asked the Philharmonic members if they would go look at his new hall. At that time, they played in the old Met. The New York Philharmonic musicians were organized as a cooperative, so they impaneled a committee to go and inspect Mr. Carnegie's new hall, and they came back with a report for the full membership that they thought that the orchestral seats, the parterre, was superior to the old Met, but that the boxes in the old Met were superior to the boxes in Carnegie at this time. Plus, in discussing this, and it's just kind of where the New York Philharmonic never, you know, sort of misses a trick, of course, they used the existence of the new hall to negotiate better terms with the management of the old Met. So they got things like, now finally, meeting rooms whenever they wanted it, rehearsal time whenever they wanted it, as well as then a place to keep their library. And so they decided to stay.
So if the New York Philharmonic was able to renegotiate their deal with the Metropolitan Opera House, then why did they move to Carnegie?
I think, as far as I know, there's no one knows quite why or how a mysterious fire broke out after the first year of Carnegie's opening in the old Met. So there was no choice but to move. And so then the Philharmonic took residency after the 1891-92 season in Carnegie Hall and didn't leave then, of course, until 1962.
When Lincoln Center opened.
Right.
The first part of the 20th century presented some challenges to orchestras that wanted to pursue a longer performance season.
So there was always a desire to be able to play together year-round, but the limitations of not having air conditioning in Carnegie Hall in the summertime posed great challenges to being able to do that. During the war, they actually had a summer broadcast for just radio, no audience in that hall, but they played in there so that then the concerts would be broadcast out because it was just too hot,
right.
So air conditioning was a tremendous innovation in Lincoln Center, which then also allowed for the orchestra to finally give a 52-week contract to the musicians, and which then they knew what their whole lives would be like, which is, you know, if you can imagine, a great boon to the stability of being a musician in an orchestra.
The New York Philharmonic's archivist, Barbara Hawes. Before we went to visit her in her office at Lincoln Center, we asked her a question. Where has the Philharmonic performed more, at the Lincoln Center home or here at Carnegie Hall? She had about a half dozen archivists working on this question for quite a long time, but we did get the answer. 6,087 performances at Carnegie Hall, 7,863 at Lincoln Center. So Lincoln Center wins out, but not by very much. And the air conditioning, as Barbara Hawes told you, made a difference. We're so grateful to her for her kindness to us. You can learn a great deal more about the Philharmonic's history by going to nyphil.org and clicking on History and Archives. It's a fabulous department.